Hi, Backstage. So today I thought I would answer a questionnaire. I read them all the time and I answer them to myself, but I never really record it and post them anywhere, even though that's kind of the point, right? So the one I'm doing today is the Those Little Meaningful Things questionnaire by Lustful Crunch. Thanks for posting it. I definitely had a lot of fun answering the questions kind of in my head while just reading through it. So I'll get started. 1, how do you cross the street? Do you wait for green, keep on the stripes? So I look left, then right, then left, like they teach most kids in the States. And I definitely try my best to wait for green and keep on the crosswalk. But I'm not opposed to jaywalking if there's no traffic and I'm not gonna, you know, get in the way. 2, right as you fall asleep, what do you think about? So I specifically answered this questionnaire because I really liked this question and I wanted to know if anybody else does what I do, because I haven't heard of anybody else doing it. And so as I fall asleep, or like as I'm trying to go to sleep, I will have one of those, I can't remember what they're called, but those like immersive episodic daydreams where like they pick up where they left off the last time you had, like, were daydreaming. Anyways, I guess it's not even really daydreaming because I'm trying to fall asleep, but point is, it's kind of like a daydream, and it's really nice because it lets my brain be preoccupied and think about something else rather than things that would keep me awake, and it lets my brain be quiet enough and lets me be still enough that I can still fall asleep. It's not always super easy. Sometimes I have to listen to like music or a podcast or an audio or something to kind of get my brain to shut down enough to do it. But I've done it for the last like maybe 10 years or something, and it's worked pretty well. And I enjoy it. It's kind of fun. 3, if you could have any snack right now, what would it be? So I think I would want, Trader Joe's has these, like Trader Joe's generic Takis. And I know most people won't know what Takis are. But they're these like rolled corn chips in this like bright red, chili limon or like chili lime, flavor powder, I guess. I think that the Trader Joe's ones specifically are really, really, really good. So I probably want some of those. 4, so how do you put on your shoes? I am a pain in my own ass and I refuse to untie my shoes. So I just kind of awkwardly cram my foot into my shoes and hope for the best. Is that the smartest thing to do? Absolutely not. But I do it anyways. 5, when and how do you take showers? So I will jump at any opportunity to take a shower. I love showers. But trying to be a reasonable adult that doesn't waste water, I try to shower at night, right before bed. There's just something really, really nice about getting into your bed, knowing that you're like clean and warm and all of that. So that's kind of what I do. 6, do you have any physical pain or annoyance? I know I've said that a lot, but I guess right now my leg is asleep. I guess that would count as annoying, but other than that, no, I'm pretty okay. 7, do you hum or whistle melodies? If so, which and when? So I wish I could whistle. I wish I could whistle so bad. I've tried to learn for years, but I just can't figure it out. So I don't really think that's in the cards for me. But I do hum damn near constantly, so long as I don't think I'm gonna annoy someone else like around me. But it's very much a big, it's a thing I do, I don't know. 8, how do you feel about eye contact? So I try to give back whatever someone gives me. So if they give me a lot of eye contact, I try to give it right back. If they don't give me any, then I try not to give them very much. But I feel like I got really comfortable with eye contact when I was in school and learning ASL. I'm now fluent in ASL, but back when I was learning, my teacher would sit, she would partner us up and sit us across from one another. And she changed the partners every day, so you never got a chance to get used to anybody. And the first day we'd have to make eye contact for a minute. And the second day we'd have to make eye contact for 2 minutes. And the third day we'd make eye contact for a minute and fingerspell something. And the next day it would be 2 minutes and we'd sign something. And as the days went on, it would get harder and harder. But the purpose was eye contact is really important in the deaf community. And for non-native signers, it's normally really hard to get started recognizing signs that are down in sign space, so like down by your chest, while you're making eye contact with someone, right? So she would have us do this because it would get us really comfortable with making a lot of clear eye contact, but it also would help get our brains ready to process things that we weren't looking directly at. So yeah, I feel like that got me really comfortable. I can give almost anybody eye contact at this point because I'm just so used to having to do that. 9, who can touch you? Pretty much just friends and family. I'm only super touchy with friends and family. So I think that most other people don't, like, I don't give them the opportunity. And I think I'm okay keeping it that way. 10, who's your favorite person? Do you mean IRL or on here? Okay, it looks like the people in the comments all answered IRL, so I'm gonna answer that way too. So I don't have a favorite person, I have favorite people. It's two people. They're my best friends. They were my roommates for a good while. And they're like my first real adult friends, which is really kind of nice, but also the three of us kind of take care of each other in a way that makes sure that nobody is ever left not supported or not supporting someone else. So it really, at least for me, I assume the same for them, but it really makes us feel taken care of. So it's nice, is the point. Yeah, okay, that was it. Thanks again, Crunchy, for posting this questionnaire. I had a lot of fun answering it. Bye.